lots of comments on our Facebook page, which we finally broke the 1,000 human mark a little while ago. It's, I don't know. There's something about counting numbers on your Facebook site that gets exciting when you hit 1,000. Yeah? Can you relate to that, Noelle?
Yeah, for sure. Oh, we've dropped since this morning, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was 1,030. Now it's 1,029.
I know. We must have offended somebody.
I think possibly one person we may have offended is because we're not using one of his songs, and he's on the line right now.
We have another guest on the line?
Yes, we do.
Hi, who's this?
I'm not easily offended, but it would be nice if you'd add Alberta Bound maybe at one time or another.
Holy crap.
Really,
is this Paul Brandt?
Yeah.
Is this Paul Brandt?
I just, I heard about this 10-year anniversary, and of all of the interviews that I get to do over the years, yours is one of the most enjoyable that I ever get to do, and I wanted to say congratulations. But really, it is just a shameless ploy to try and get my music on your show.
Dude, I gotta say, seriously, every time you come on our show, I have the best time. We just have it seems like we can just kind of be jerks with each other and have a lot of fun. You know what I mean?
I appreciate you saying that. I'm looking at the front page of your website right now, and I see a lot of faces.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I don't see mine there. I'm just saying. I was starting to take it personally, but.
Oh, man.
That's okay. We'll see. Maybe next time I call, maybe you will have fixed it.
Listen, I've got to say this.
I mean, there's a book there. The Shack is there. I'm not there.
Oh, man. Unstinking believable. Unbelievable. Listen, I was just visiting the UK, and I had my iPhone with me, and of course music, and your music got me through some pretty cool reflective times. I put you and Bruce Coburn in the same category as far as getting me to process some healthy spiritual stuff.
Oh, it's cool. Well, I feel so blessed to get to do what I do. I had a chance to get into music, it was about 20 years ago now, and before it really started taking off, I was working as an RN at the Alberta Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
I had a great time doing that, and one day I was entering these talent competitions that were going well, and I got a job offer in ICU, and I got a record deal offer in the same week. And so I decided I'd go for it. But my real hope and dream was that whatever I got to do, I got to do it to God's glory and to honor Him and to just do the best that I could with it and hopefully find a way to use it to help people. And for you to say that the music has helped you through some times like that or just made you think about spiritual issues and things, that's a huge reward for me.
I don't know many people that stink as much as you do when it comes to grace. You reek of grace.
You're a nice guy. Oh, you're a nice guy.
I am.
That's really, I don't know what to say to that.
Well, no,
really
I know you well enough to know that you'd probably deflect compliments like that to your parents and how they raised you.
You know, my folks have been so supportive, and I actually ended up with another couple of amazing parents after I met my wife, Liz. My mother-in-law, who's still with us, and my father-in-law before he passed away. They're just incredible people, and they just were always incredibly supportive. And it was for me in a career like this, where we're out playing music in the secular world and just mainstream country, and still trying to do what we're doing in a way that points to God and what He's done for all of us. It's great to get that kind of support from my family, for sure.
The thing that is really amazing about Paul Brandt is, at least from my point of view, is that you are very, very respected in the country music industry. You're very respected in the real music industry, and yet you have the God stuff, the Jesus stuff in there. And I know it's a little easier in the country music scene to bring in God and Jesus, and I get all that. But you do it in such a classy way. It's not like you just do a set of yeehaw, let's see who we can drink and sleep with tonight songs and then bust out into Just As I Am.
Well, I've always tried to accept that challenge of being in the world and not of it, and I've had a lot of really great encouragement, even from my pastor and folks at our church. There have been times, even though we've had great success and things just keep plugging along, I mean, it blows my mind that for us it's been 20 years of doing this. There have been times where I really have questioned it and gone, okay, is this really where I'm supposed to be? And I think that's a good thing to do. I think it's good to go back and just sort of look at where you are and ask those hard questions sometimes and pray about it and say, am I where I'm supposed to be? And there were times where, I even toyed around with the idea of maybe moving into something that had more of an official ministry title, you know. And I've had, you know, great mentors and pastors all along the way that have pulled me aside and say, are you crazy? We can minister to people no matter what we're doing, and you have a bigger audience doing what you're doing and a better reach than a lot of us do. So they've been great encouragement to that. But, you know, you mentioned, you know, plugging away in the mainstream country music industry, and I, you know, when I started singing, it was in a gospel hall church. There were about 75 people, and there were no instruments allowed in that church. And I picked up a guitar when I was about 13. My parents had stopped attending that church and gone to a place where instruments were okay. And I remember praying. I remember specifically saying, Lord, you know, I feel like I'm supposed to do music. I want to do it in a way where it points to you, but please don't make me do music like Sandy Patty and the Gaithers.
And not that there's anything wrong with that.
Just listen, because now, if you're a Gaithers fan or a Sandy Patty fan, don't turn off the radio yet. Let me explain. So here I am now, and I've just finished a new album. It's coming out October 16th. I am so thrilled about it. I just can't wait to get it out there. And I see on your front page here that you've got Ricky Skaggs' picture here. I'm still looking for mine, but Ricky's is there. And so on this new album that I've got coming, I've got Ricky Skaggs, Patty Loveless, the Whites, the Isaacs, Dan Tominski from Union Station, Alison Krauss's band, a bunch of just incredible artists, a new Alberta band called High Valley, and I can't wait. It's all the hymns that I grew up with, and it's being produced partly by me and another friend of mine, and another great friend that I've met over the last few years. His name is Gordon Mote, and he's been the piano player for the Gaithers. So it all kind of came full circle. God answered my prayer, let me do music in mainstream country, but now he's got me connected up with that other side of music, and the Gaithers thing kind of came full circle.
Well, listen, Paul, you know, I know we're supposed to say stuff like this when we're doing interviews, all sorts of suck-up comments and blah, 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 but... But there are very few voices that I know of that have the melodic control and the range that you have. I mean, you know, people know you as the guy who can drop it right down.
Way down.
Actually, while you're on the air, Tim, can you bring up that thumb drive again? I want to give you a little example.
Okay.
They asked me to do a commercial for some car place. I think it's called Georgian there, Tim. And they wanted me to do it in the ways of Sam... Oh, the guy that does the Dodge Ram commercials.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
You know, the guy with the mustache. What the heck's his name? Sam something or other.
Sam something, yeah.
Sam something, yeah. Samsung.
Did you want me to cut and paste Paul's picture into the front page?
If you wouldn't mind, if you could put Paul's picture on our page as soon as possible. All right, have a listen to this. This is my imitation of Paul Brandt doing Sam Buddy Dodge commercial guy, okay?
It's the computer that's slow. Keep
Sam
talking.
Sam Elliott.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. That's finally it. All right, listen, just while we're getting this queued up, tell us about this this CD release in October, man.
New album is called Just As I Am. It's all of my favorite gospel hits. Yeah, of course, you had to reference that. Yeah. It's really done from a place of, I wanted to make sure that if there was anything left, after I was gone, from a musical legacy standpoint, not only for the people who listen to my music, but especially for my kids someday, that I pointed back to these songs in some way or another. And I just am so thrilled with the way it turned out. It's bluegrass and country and just has a really great feel to it. We recorded everything in one room in a great studio down in Nashville. It was actually an old church building. And folks will start hearing more and more about this music coming up here really soon.
Man, that is very cool. I'm so looking forward to that. I genuinely am. I was actually just down at TIFF, the Toronto International Film Festival, the other week, and I went down to a pub called Say What to catch up with a couple of artists who were on my show a couple of months ago. Their names, the name of the band is called The Lovelocks, and they're just a cute little country duo with the mandolin, banjo-y stuff behind them, Zoe Newman and Allie Rainey. And Allie was just up for Fiddler of the Year at CCMA's.
Very cool.
So very, I was just actually plugging them to you. See how I did that? Okay. Now listen.
That was nice. I appreciate that.
Here's me doing you doing Sam Elliott.
Right.
This is it. The truck sale of all truck sales. Never before has Georgian been able to offer 0% interest for 72 months on all extended cab, crew cab, GMC Sierras, or Chevrolet Silverados. And you'll get the Georgian 10,000 discount to boot. That's on top of all other loyalties and military credits. Then for a limited time, you get to roll the lucky dice to save even more. Get to Georgian today. 65 Berryview, right beside Home Depot. Georgian.ca. 705-733-2222. There you go. What do you think?
Wow. That's not bad. You had a little too much emotion and inflection in your voice.
I know. No, he's totally right, because what you're so right, man. I recorded it and I sent it to them and they said, no, it's too dry and stale. You need to have more emotion. But I'm like, dude, that's no, what Sam Elliott does.
You need less emotion. It needs to sound like you just got shot in the thigh and you're bleeding to death on a slow life, you know?
That is too funny.
Kind of that sort of tombstone thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, man. Well, listen, Paul, a couple things. First of all, before I let you go, congratulations on the new CD coming out October. So looking forward to that. Number two, you are and have been and will be, well, maybe not will be, but one of my favorite guests from the last 10 years. I've always enjoyed our conversation.
Congratulations. I hope you keep rocking it. It was great hearing you talk to your dad and to hear that kind of support, too. And I agree with him. I hope it's at least another 10 years to go. I think that this is just a great, great show, and you're doing an incredible job. So thanks, and I'll look forward to hopefully at some point getting to see my picture on your website.
You're such a jerk. Such a jerk.
See you, brother.
Paul Brandt, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Paul Brandt on the Drew Marshall Show. What a lovely surprise. Boy, we've had some fun ones today. Gary Berghoff, Radar for MASH, Paul Brandt, Christian Moran. I keep saying ex-porn star because that's the most concise way to say that. Paul Young, author of The Shack. Am I missing anybody?
That's Tim the Tool.
Noel and Michelle here in the studio. And we have another surprise guest. Can I just tell you how much it's driving me nuts I don't know who the... Like, I don't like coming to a show unprepared. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know.
Anyway, hi, who's this? Hello?
Well, used to be Wayne Gretzky, but now they call me Paul Henderson.
Oh, I'm so glad that you have been part of our 10th. This was the first guest I had, ever. Paul Henderson, ever. The first guest. I didn't even interview him here. I went to his office with some kind of rinky-dink recording device. Henny, how are you?
Well, now that I'm talking to you, I'm refreshed, Drew. That's for sure.
Buddy, seriously, what an absolute cool thing to have you as part of this show. I mean, that's the forever. You will go down in history as the guy that started the Drew Marshall Show. And so good luck sleeping at night knowing that.
Well, you know, there's pluses and minuses to everything, Drew.
Now, the last time I saw Henny, I was sitting in a church with like 500 other men and a few women. I don't know why they let those people in, but all of a sudden, in walks Henny with some other people, and he's got this gobsmacked look of surprise on his face because a bunch of people did a sort of a thank Henny night. And he didn't know, he didn't have a clue, and he walked in, and you were totally shocked. And all these people stood, it was like it was your funeral, dude.
Well, thank goodness they did it while I was still alive. I just say it was probably the greatest night of my life. You know, just a culmination, I guess, of my ministry.
Well, it was actually very emotional and very moving, and a typical Henderson night where everyone walked out as a result of what you have done and said, I want to be a better man. That's what it was all about. That was a Paul Henderson night right there. So thanks, Henny. And really, for your life, you know, I mean, you're Mr. Stinking Encouragement. As a matter of fact, if someone doesn't get encouraged by you, I think you end up pounding them, don't you? Isn't that kind of...
No, that's my wife's job. I've turned into Mr. Nice Guy now. I'm Mr. Mellow now, and she's going to be I call her the Velvet Hammer now.
Well, it's funny because both you and Mel were like Mel Stevens from Teen Ranch, two of the most intense guys I've ever met in my life. And now you're both sort of all, you know, it's like you both started smoking dope recently, you know?
Well, remember you were talking about that dogmatic fundamentalist that you used to be?
Yes.
Well, see, we all mellow a little bit. We get a little bit wiser, and if you live long enough, you know, you chip a few of those edges off, and you learn that you're not nearly as important as you used to think you were, and you finally realize there's a really nice way to do most things that are good in life.
You know, I just realized that you and I have been chatting, and I may not have described fully who you were for our listeners who are just listening to your voice going, I know that voice. I know that guy. Who is that guy? Well, of course, Paul Henderson, star of the 72 Summit Series, Toronto Maple Leaf, a bunch of other hockey teams no one cares about, and a mentor to many, many men around the world as far as, you know, trying to grow spiritually. And now, Henny, I understand you've got a book coming out. Is it out already?
Yes, it just came out this week. I'm really, really happy with it, too. It's called The Goal of My Life. And The Goal of My Life was my purpose statement I wrote 30 years ago. I want to be a godly world change agent. Godly, live every day in a manner worthy and pleasing of the Lord. Worldly, use the influence I had right around the world. And then a change agent. That's what Mel Stevens and my first mentor, John Bradford, they absolutely changed my life by mentoring me. And that's been my goal for the last 29 years, Drew, to try to help men become all that they can be as husbands, as fathers, as friends, as followers of Jesus.
Well,
the neat thing about today, we just launched over at Crossroads, the Paul Henderson story. And Mike Wright did an incredible job of my life. It will be shown on, I think, the 27th of this month. Covers 72, but the ministry and the impact of the ministry, and just really, really excited about this 1 hour special that will be on television. So a lot of good things are going on. Now, if I can just get rid of this cancer, we'd just be hunky-dory, wouldn't we?
Yeah, well, everybody wants to know what's going on, you know. Actually, the last time, well, not the last time I saw you, but the time before that, you were standing in the ice crawl upstairs, and I walked in, and I, you know, here you are, Mr. Bubbly, and Mr. Hey, how you doing, and looking great, and looking, you know, svelte and handsome, and I said to you something like, dude, don't you have cancer? Aren't you supposed to be in a wheelchair or something? But you look fantastic, absolutely amazing. Are you feeling? Is it getting you? Are you going down? Are you going up? What's going on?
Well, I'm actually got done to a clinical trial, experimental drug that is not in the chemotherapy family in Bethesda, Maryland, down at the National Institute of Health. I've been down there about 6 weeks now, and it really seems to be working, especially on the lymph nodes. My face is back to normal. Again, the things in my neck and on my side of my face were getting a little ugly, and that's the lymph nodes, and so it seems to be working pretty good. But obviously, it's experimental. We don't know the long term effects will be, but we're just my philosophy, Drew, like you know, is take today. I got today. I'm going to live it the best way I can, and. If tomorrow shows up, then we'll take a shot at tomorrow. So there's a lot more good in my life than there is bad. So, yeah, having a great time. And actually, I had to buy new clothes, though. Can you believe I can get into a 32? I'm a 32 waist now. So,
wow.
I'm still working out in that. But I'm down about, almost 18 pounds since I got cancer. So I'm going to, my wardrobe is a little loose on me, to say the least.
Yeah. Okay, well, better than what I see a lot of people wearing these days is outfits that are a little tight. You know what I'm saying? Now, Henny, did they put your mug on a stamp?
No, they did that a long time ago.
Yeah, it was just a memory I had, and I thought I didn't know whether it was a nightmare I had or it was real. Just couldn't figure that out.
Yeah, well, when you see it, you might say it. Well, anyway, I'm on there anyway.
Good, good. Listen, Paul, you've been a guy who's been a real kick in my backside for a lot of years, and I've seen you, mellow but mature, and that just sounds weird. Hold on, what am I really trying to say here? What I'm trying to say is you scared the crap out of me so many years ago as a spiritual giant. And then I've gotten to know you a little better since we've been doing the show, and you were our first guest, and I've actually gone from being terrified of you to loving you.
Well, isn't that a nice compliment? I'll tell you that. Well, I'll give you one, too.
Uh-oh.
When you were a late teenager, I thought you were the craziest man I'd ever met. I thought, if he doesn't end up in jail, he is really going to have an impact with his life. And you are not in jail, and you are doing a great job, my friend. And I just think the best is in front of you. I really do. I think that you could, and I've said this to you, that I think you could become one of Canada's premier motivational speakers. I do a bit of that, and I just really believe that you've got what it takes, old buddy. And you have a great program, and I just want to compliment you on what you've done, and I'm going to get off here and let you get some real good guests on. So how's that?
Thanks, Henny. I really appreciate it. Go buy his book, folks. It's going to be a killer read. Henny, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. Folks, on the Drew Marshall Show, Paul Henderson. It's funny, isn't it, the story? I mean, here's a guy who has become larger than life out of... you got to be easy, careful how you say this, because you can say out of one goal, but it wasn't just the one goal. It was the whole thing that he was such a driving force in that on that team, that one goal that won against the Russians in 72.
He scored a bunch of goals in that series.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
And I mean, we only remember the big one, quote unquote, but I think he scored two other like crucial goals. Yeah. Yeah. In that series.
But he'll be the first one to say the same thing. He'll be like, this is ridiculous. The platform that I have as a result of these few goals or whatever, you know. But his the gist behind that reasoning in his mind is, this has got to be God, because I'm the biggest loser there is.
Well, this is Paul talking.
Talking. Okay. This is Paul. Get
I
it
thought
straight.
Confession.
By the way, what is with the Pauls? All the Pauls on the show here.
Well, we're going to go through the Bible, and those are the first.
You started with me?
First people we thought of. We got to get a couple of Johns and Lukes.
Right. And Paul McCartney was busy.
Yes. Paul McCartney's
but
busy.
But he said maybe another time.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Well, he said we should have called yesterday.
Well, that was good.
Thank you.
That was good.
I just want to talk about one of the Pauls for a second. It's funny because I remember him, Paul Henderson, Rindersella.
Oh, yeah. Well,
remember Rindersella?
Were you here when he did it on the show?
Yeah, I think we were here. And it was just
he hadn't done that in years, and he pulled that off perfectly. Rindersella and the Three Sugly Yisters, he does this fantastic sort of poetry thing.
And then the other thing is my son being able to brag that Paul Henderson said cool stuff. I'm going to go right to this call.
That'd be good. I appreciate you doing that. Hi, who's this?
This is your favorite guest ever.
Hmm.
Ever? Really? You had to think about it. It wouldn't be you if you didn't do that.
Hello, sweetheart. What? Are you kidding me? Really? You took time out of your Hollywood life to call me?
Drew, I'm getting ready for the Emmys right now.
And you called me.
And I'm calling you because I love you.
Did you call me before or after you put your Spanx on?
Just after, because I just put them on. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, it might be a little creepy to say this, but my little sister, Candace Cameron Bure, on the phone with us all the way from Los Angeles, wherever the heck. Are you still in your place in Malibu?
We are in, Santa Monica. Yeah. The place you came to last.
Yes. Yeah, that was a great party. Can I just say, your husband's wine, that's like cocaine. It's like crack. Unbelievable.
Okay, that's good. Because we want to associate our wine with crack. That's good, Drew.
Oh, man. So listen.
It is delicious, though.
It is fantastic. Bure Family Wines. Check it out. I've been looking for it here in Canada. It's hard to find up here, but I think, you know, if you want a special order, you can certainly get a hold of, go to the website and get a hold of them. Anyway, this is not about plugging your wine. This is about me. It's my 10th anniversary.
It's all about you.
It
as
is.
It should be.
Candace, how are you?
I'm doing really great.
Why did you hesitate? Why did you struggle in that?
Because I want to be sarcastic with you, and it's always like, okay, I actually have to be a real person for a second and not just have sarcastic humor with you all of the time.
No, please do it. you get away with it. I get pummeled for it.
Yes,
so
yeah.
I like to hear it happen.
I'm good. Things are good.
I've got, what's going on with your career? Is there anything that we need to know about that we could be excited about and join with you in celebration?
Oh, well.
No.
I just had my, you know what? I don't know if it aired in Canada, but I just had my Hallmark movie Puppy Love that was on last weekend.
Fantastic.
But I had lots of Canadians tell me that they didn't know where they could find it. So I don't know if it's going to help much, but okay. We were really excited because it debuted as Hallmark's number one or highest most watched movie of the year so far.
Wow.
So I was pretty stoked about that.
There must have been somebody else in it then.
It was Drew Marshall. It was Drew Marshall co-starring Candace Cameron.
Yes, of course. Of
he
course.
Was the puppy
That's
peeing in the corner.
So well. You forgot because you'd been drinking Bure Family Wines and it was like you were on crack. So you don't remember.
Wow. Wow. Listen, I got to tell you what I did this week because I think that you will thoroughly be impressed with what I did this week.
What?
Thanks to you. So many years ago, you sent me a CD in the mail that has become a family favorite and a show favorite. We've played this CD so much.
Yes.
And I finally got to see the brother perform live in concert, Johnny Lang, in concert up here in Canada.
Isn't he amazing in concert, live?
Phenomenal live performance, Johnny Lang. Absolutely. When did you see him?
I saw him years ago now. I'm due for another live concert.
Yeah.
But, at least a few years ago.
Well, he...
Val golfed with him. Val golfed with him, a couple of months ago. And I'm like, why wasn't I invited to that?
Wow.
He could be serenading us on the golf cart.
He opened for a guy named Buddy Guy, who's an old blues, 76-year-old blues player. And Buddy Guy's, a legend. He's got that sort of old blues, sloppy finger guitar playing. And Johnny Lang, uh-huh. I said to somebody earlier, why would you get Johnny Lang to open for you? It's a lose-lose, He's going to outshine you so bad.
Right.
Anyway.
Right.
It was very good, very good.
I'm glad you enjoy him as much as I do.
Yeah, well, and I owe it all to you, so thank you for sending me that CD. Let's talk about the children. Can we just talk, give me a little update? First of all, I'd like to know how my Natasha doing.
Natasha? Your Natasha, we like to call her Natasha, but as the Canadians say, Natasha, she started high school a couple of weeks ago, which kind of is just...
That's nuts.
Trips me out.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like she's old enough to be in high school or I'm old enough to have a high schooler. But she's loving it and doing great and really likes her new school. And she's going with the Emmys. She's going to the Emmys with me today. So it's our big mommy-daughter day out, which is pretty cool.
Nice.
I think I'm a cool mom. Do I get points for that?
Well, I don't know how cool of a mom you are because I actually have a picture on my iPhone of you sweeping in your house with your little sister Susie apron on. I don't know what that is, but
my sugar baby apron.
Yeah,
my sugar baby.
Yeah, and the comment from Natasha was, "Mom, what are you doing? I don't think I've ever seen you sweep before."
That is a lie. That is such a lie. You just made that up right now.
I got to say, the place you have there in Malibu, what a view. Out in that back deck, just looking over the water. I mean, just a beautiful, beautiful little spot you guys are in. Now, can we, Max, Lev, let's talk about the boys.
I was going to say, we must talk about my boys, but they're fantastic, too. So Lev's in seventh grade, Max is in fifth grade, and they're both playing hockey. They're at hockey practice right now, and they're playing tennis, and they're just, they're all boy.
Nice. Well, speaking of boys, let me give what's the update on Val?
Val is in Napa.
Of course.
You can imagine working on the wines. I think we are having some tasting for, the big time guys that score the wine. So, I'm kind of have my fingers crossed today that all is going well for his day.
I'd like to score some of that wine, but that didn't happen. I haven't received anything in the mail lately.
What?
I have to wait for your mother to send me cookies before I get wine.
I'm going to bake you cookies and send you wine.
I bet you won't. I bet you won't.
What?
When she's done sweeping.
Okay. I can send you wine. The cookies are a little hard because they break.
They do. Actually, when your mom sent me the last batch, I poured them on ice cream.
That's the best.
It is.
Really good that
it's
way.
Good.
So next time I see you, I'll bake cookies for you.
Seriously, Barbara?
Show you my true love.
Barbara Cameron, these, what are they called again? Angels, no, frilly, no, what are they? What?
Susie Homemaker?
They're lace cookies.
Lace cookies. What? Right, lace cookies. That's right, yeah.
Lace cookies.
Very good. Okay, so you're off to the Emmys tonight. Do you have good seats?
I don't know. We just decided a week ago that we would go because a movie that I did that aired last Christmas called The Heart of Christmas, was the music from Matthew West. He wrote the original song for the movie, and it is nominated for an Emmy.
Now,
so
the music in that one, was that the one that Danny Gokey was on?
No,
that was
Truth Be Told.
Oh, Truth Be
Told. The Heart of Christmas is a true story about the Locke family and Dax Locke.
Oh, right,
who
right.
died of cancer. He was just a 3-year-old little boy, and his parents and the whole neighborhood, the entire many parts of the country got together and put up Christmas lights in October, really, so this little boy could celebrate one last Christmas.
Very cool.
And that's what the song is. And so it's nominated for an Emmy, so we're all going in support of Matthew West and in support of the film, and the Locks are going to be there, which is awesome. So I don't even know where I'm sitting, because it was all of a week ago that I got the email and said, you need to come. And I went, okay,
yeah,
we're coming.
Okay, so I was always wondering how it sort of works. Like, do you get an invite to the Emmys every year just because you're, you know, Candace Cameron? Like, how does that work?
Really, Joe? Because I'm just Candace Cameron.
No, don't give me that. No, listen. I just came back. I was in the UK for 2 weeks, and people go, oh, what do you do? And, oh, the radio thing. Oh, okay, tell me some of the people. And I'm dropping big, huge names left, right, and center, and they're kind of going, oh, yeah, I'm not really sure, not really sure. And then I go, you know, well, Candace Cameron. Candace Cameron? You mean DJ from Full House?
Yeah, exactly.
You have that show. That show is...
The show's iconic, which I love. I'm grateful, I'm thankful, it's awesome. But, yeah, you know, but the name itself, you know, I'm not getting Emmy tickets sent to me. Just
all right,
my name alone.
All right.
But, so it works, I think that the people who are nominated get invited. But if you're not nominated, you actually have to buy tickets to the Emmy. So I purchase tickets.
Okay.
So even the production, but typically if you're in a big film, like the studio is going to buy a whole bunch of tickets for their for their film and all the people. But because this was this teeny tiny little film that was made on a nothing budget, literally, because all of us did this because we believed in the Locke family and wanted to share Dax's story. So anyway, the Emmys have my money for their tickets, but happily.
Yes, happily. Yeah. Well, listen, when you're down there, have a look around for John Ratzenberger, because he quite often goes down to those things. And, of course, you remember when we all had lunch together?
I sure do, name dropper.
Just let me pick that up. I dropped something.
I do, and I'll make sure that if I see him, well, I'll say hi from you. And was he a good enough friend to call the show?
Yeah, there were a lot of people that sent their regrets that they couldn't make it, and I think Johnny Boy was one of them. So
you have to call some Tim later.
Hey, later in the show. I can't do it as well as you do, Tim. Can I just get mushy here for a second?
Yes, please.
I know you were being silly at the start of this interview about you're my favoritist and all that kind of stuff, but really, if I could have a sister, it would be you.
Aww.
Well, I do have a sister, but it's not you.
Another sister.
Yes, another sister.
Your extra steps, not... No, I don't want to be the stepsister.
No, the evil stepsister. she doesn't like it when I say this, but if I could have, you know, a mother again, it would be Kathy Lee.
Yes.
And we had a lovely little meeting with I was down in New York last week and caught up with Kathy. And it was funny. You love this, Candace. About 2 seconds before they go to air, Kathy says to someone in the studio, says, "Put a mic on Drew." So yeah, I was on the Today Show.
You were.
Uh huh.
Why didn't you tell me so I could have YouTubed it or Googled it? I'm watching now. What day was it on?
I can't remember.
What did you talk about? I know Tim's going to send me something.
No, it wasn't, honestly, it wasn't anything. It was Kathy bragging, saying nice things about me, and then she said, "How do people listen to your show?" And I couldn't hear exactly what she said, so I said, "Huh? What? Huh? What? Who? What?" And then she said, spelled out what she had asked, and I said, drewmarshall.ca, and there you go. That's the end of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love her. I saw her a couple of weekends ago at the Cantinas Music Festival. We judged it together, but I always enjoy talking to her, and we talked about you, of course.
Of course you do. Of course you do. I would expect nothing less. Well, listen, here's what I want you to do since we can't hang out. I need you to go to the Calabasas Farmers Market on Sunday.
Okay.
And buy some cool stuff. And then go up to your sister's, while you're out there, go up to your sister and brother-in-law's barbecue joint. What's it called again?
Wood Ranch.
Go out to Wood Ranch and have a big feed, because I still haven't made it there yet, and I'm a loser. Sorry.
Not a loser, but I will do all those things.
Okay. Listen, it would not have been a 10th anniversary show without my good friend, my buddy, Candace Cameron.
Just Burr. Okay. Yeah, just call me Burr. Burr. Hey, Drew, congratulations, for real. That's a very significant mark in your life and all that you've done and accomplished and are going to continue to. And so, you know that we love you and just congratulate you
love
on
you,
this.
Drew.
Did you hear Natasha?
Oh, can I talk to her?
Love you, Drew.
Hi, Natasha. Natasha.
Okay, we're headed. We're hopping in my car.
All
we're
right.
Out the door.
Enjoy
the Emmys.
Enjoy the Emmys.
Okay.
Bye.
Enjoy your day.
Thanks.
Bye,
Candace. Ah, what a sweetie.
She is.
I don't know why
very
she's
much.
So nice to me.
I think there's a mercy thing in grace that comes with with faith,
patience.
Yes. Should we go to a commercial?
Let's do that. Let's do that. Folks, we've got a few more things coming up here, and I think we're going to go to a commercial break right now. And when we come back, you know what? We'll take some of your calls if you'd like to phone in and chat with Tim and I and maybe give us some advice or if you want to congratulate Tim and putting up with me for so many years. That would be lovely. We've had a lot of fun with some of the guests in this last couple of hours. Gary Berghoff, Radar from MASH, Chrissy Moran, ex-porn star, Paul Young, ex-porn star, and author of The Shack. Paul Brandt, I love that guy, really do. Paul Henderson, love him as well. And, of course, Candace Cameron Bure. Folks, a short break, and then give us a call, 905-338-1250, 877-JOY-1250, 905-338-1250, 877-JOY-1250. We might even play a little useless television trivia.
Sweet.
Like what you've heard? Listen again online at drewmarshall.ca. Maybe you've been thinking about advertising your organization on the radio, but don't really have the budget for a long-term marketing campaign? Well, what if we gave you a show? The Drew Marshall Show is currently offering an innovative advertising concept for the small business owner or charity. With web stats and listenership at an all-time high, Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show is offering you an opportunity to partner with us, one show at a time. Consider sponsoring one show and we'll introduce you to our listening audience for the day. Drew will mention your organization every hour during our four-hour show, including a live phone interview. We'll also post your logo and website link on our website for an entire month. If you're thinking about promoting a special event, product, or upcoming sale, or if you just want to test the radio advertising waters without a huge investment, then consider becoming a one-day advertising partner with The Drew Marshall Show. Go to drewmarshall.ca for details or call Joy1250 on 905-845-2821, extension 367. That's 905-845-2821, extension 367.